My brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus continuing to try to give us his best ability to reveal what the kingdom of heaven is like, that we wouldn't miss what he's trying to reveal to us, something that we can relate to, a treasure, a pearl of great price, intended to stir up in us a desire for what is truly valuable and to not miss it, not to lose it. Jesus tells us to store up treasure in heaven. What is really worth our time? What is really worth our effort? All of the work that we do on earth. Jesus is trying to reveal that the treasure is actually within us. It's within our grasp. It's something that we can attain, the treasure of heaven. And in the Our Father, as we know, he teaches us to pray for that kingdom constantly, consistently, and to look for him, to long for him. And the person who meditates on that kingdom of heaven has transformative grace in their lives. It changes everything that they do. Moses, when he talked to God, his face became radiant with light. This weekend, when we celebrate the Feast of the Transfiguration, he shows up with Jesus, who's filled with light. This is the transforming grace that is available to anybody who is able to pass by the things of the world and focus on what is truly valuable, the kingdom of heaven. We want to go to heaven as soon as we can. We want as many people to go to heaven as soon as they can. St. Joseph's life, we know, celebrating this votive mass, his life wasn't that glamorous in the eyes of the world. When Jesus started to do amazing miracles, they said, "Isn't he the son of Joseph?" They were not impressed by Joseph. And yet, St. Joseph was holding that treasure, Christ, holding the treasure, the Blessed Virgin Mary, in his protective care. Let's put ourselves into the arms of St. Joseph, where Jesus was, where Mary was, so that we can truly find out what is valuable and not miss what our Lord is revealing to us, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is truly present to us in our hearts, especially when we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. Let's prepare our hearts to receive the greatest treasure we could ever have in the whole world, the Eucharist.